And I found all this discussion incredibly helpful. But then we turned a corner, and I was fascinated as we talked about what it looks like to be proactive from the standpoint of the church, and whether that's the context of the local church or international missions or some other expression of what the body of Christ is doing in our world. The question is, what impact might AI have here? And the next clip is a longer one with comments from myself, Dr. K, and Daniel Whitenack, who kicks off this section.
I personally think that the creative aspects of these models, including the music side and the other portions of that, could be used in amazing ways by the church. But I think we don't want to disconnect that from the understanding of how what is generated is connected to what the model has been fed on. And that kind of motivates then those that are working in technology and working in AI that are also followers of Jesus to put together potentially models that are fed by truth and aligned to truth. You know, companies like Glue and others are doing really amazing work in this area to align models to human flourishing and feed them with truth, not just with kind of what's scraped off the internet.